With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba.
G'day guys, just a little short and sharp one for your morning. I was just scrolling through Instagram, saw the Hello Sports podcast boys, they put up a post and then I went to Twitter to have a look at it and it's from Buzz Rothfield. And it's something that I just posted and it's something that I feel pretty strongly about, to be honest with you. Buzz just responded to someone and look, I don't even have context for it, but to be honest with you, I don't really care about having context for it. Says, ha ha, and you have zero followers, ha ha, or, you know, ha ha in capital letters. Just fucking childish. I can't believe people still do this on social media. And if you're one of the people that does this sort of thing on social media and you follow my podcast, you follow my Instagram, sorry if I offend you, but I mean, it's a bit of a fake sorry because I really don't care. We need to stop doing this sort of bullshit. It is embarrassing. It is embarrassing trying to put someone's worth down to how many followers they have. It is just fucking ridiculous. I mean, what does it matter? What does it matter in any way, shape, or form? I'm really upset that Buzz has done this. And I know that Buzz is a guy that's not very popular. People hate him. But you know what the reality is with Buzz? His entire job is to be relevant. Yeah, Fox League are literally saying to Buzz, hey, just stay relevant. Just keep people talking about you. Good, bad, whatever. Don't care. Just keep people talking about you. And he does this sort of shit all the time. He goes on that 360 show. He says rogue stuff. He has a go at people. Fox League, share the articles. We all comment, tag our mates. This guy's a dickhead. Every tag you get, it is just more and more revenue for Fox Sports. Buzz Rothfield, he is making a career out of being a dickhead. That's what he does, yeah? It's the Anthony Mundine effect. Whether you like him or you hate him, you're going to watch him. You're going to have eyes to him. You're going to talk about him. Whether you want to see him win, whether you want to see him get knocked out, you're going to talk about him. Same as Buzz, you're going to talk about him, yeah? That is his job. His job is to try and stay relevant in your mind so that you talk about him. He doesn't care if it's positive or negative. He doesn't care. Now, this is why he constantly says this sort of rogue shit. His entire life is built around staying relevant. And look, to his credit, he's really good at it. I mean, I have people messaging me all the time. Did you hear what Buzz said? Did you see this? Did you see that? I look at every article he posts that has a headline of anything Buzz says. The amount of people that tag each other on it, the amount of my mates that tag me in it, I'm just about... And it's all negative. It's all negative towards Buzz, which I get. He's a pain in the ass sometimes. I understand that. But far out, this is all he's trying to do. He's literally just trying to gaslight you to stay relevant, yeah? And look, I sort of don't dive in too heavily on Buzz. I think some of the opinions he has I actually quite like. I like the top 100 players that he did at the start of the year. I thought that was really interesting. But it is sort of buried under an absolute barrage of shit. And I see people on social media constantly sharing his stuff and bagging him, and I get it, but I mean, you're literally doing what he wants, you know? And you know what? To some extent, you could say that I've done that this morning as well, but... For me, as much as it's said by Buzz, it's not really an attack on Buzz for me. It's just an attack on this sort of culture about your worth is sort of decided by how many followers you've got, which I just think is just beyond ridiculous. I had someone message me the other day, and they disagreed with something I said. I can't even remember what it was. Like, I get so many, you know, comments and messages disagreeing with what I say, which is completely fine. Just because it's my opinion doesn't mean it's right, you know, as I always say to you guys. But I had someone message me and say, oh, your page sucks. You don't even have as many followers as Dan Kemp. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, what's the point of pointing that out, though? Like, does that say that me, for example, am a lesser human than Denham Kemp? Do, like, I don't understand the correlation that people put towards how many followers you have determines the sort of person you are or your sort of worth. And, like, it's happened to me a heap of times, yeah? Like, I'm no stranger to that sort of shit. I've seen other people that are talking to me about other pages and say, oh, they've only got X amount of followers. And I have to say, mate, who cares how many followers they've got? Who gives a shit? Who cares how many strangers click a blue button on their name? Who gives a fuck? It is ridiculous, yeah? It is just crazy. And I hate this sort of culture we've got at the moment where, you know, we're all very outspoken about, we're all in lockdown at the moment, it's destroying lives, what about mental health? And then we jump on social media and we treat each other this way. It is just so backwards. So backwards, it's not even funny. If you are one of the people that does this sort of shit and, you know, lets people know that you've got more followers than them, it's embarrassing. Mate, I'm a school teacher. And if I had 10-year-olds that were doing this to each other, I'd say, are you guys serious? Are you for real? Who cares? Who cares what an imaginary number on your profile is compared to someone else's? It is just backwards. I cannot believe how many people get stuck into this. And as I said, it's not a Buzz Rothfield problem for me. It's a society problem. I see this sort of stuff all the time. I've had it said to me on a number of occasions. I put out, you know, 10 or 15 bits of content every day that people enjoy. There's one thing you disagree with and then you have a go at it. Yeah, and that's a form of, that's the reality of social media. That's the reality of life now. But to try and compare people with people, human lives with other human lives, based on the amount of followers they have, based on the amount of likes, shares, anything like that, I mean, please, doing it. It is embarrassing. And fingers crossed, you know, I hope that Buzz realizes that this is well and truly below the belt. Once again, his job is to stay relevant. I've probably just made him more relevant. I understand that. I get that. But this is something I just have no time for in any way, shape, or form. You are not determined. Your worth is not determined on how many Instagram followers you have, how many retweets you get, how many likes you get. It is ridiculous. As I said at the start, if you're one of the people that does this in my comments, which I see all the time, or you do it on someone else's, whether it's Denim Kemp's, whether it's NRL Roast, whether it's Clarkie's, whatever it is, give yourself an uppercut. Please give yourself an uppercut. Wake up to yourself and join the rest of us in reality.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.